Confusion that presents itself often at the beginning of the day is, by its very definition, confusing. Confusion is confusing. Confucius say confusion is confusing. So we'll try to make some sense of some of the things going on in the world today. Check things out at DougStephan.com. Lots of helpful tips, lots of interesting stories. We'll talk about some of them. And then there'll be other things that'll come before us, as Richie likes to call it, the shiny penny effect. First things first, a hello to David Gottwald, who listens to us here on WTTF. I happen to be in the TTF studios on the campus of Heidelberg University in Tiffin, Ohio, for a couple of days. Actually, I will not be here tomorrow at all. Jennifer.
We're running the asylum
and
again.
Rich, the kitties are going to take over the asylum tomorrow. I have to make a quick day trip to Dallas from here. That's mañana. And then things is normal. What is normal? Is normal abnormal? By definition,
yes.
Is normal abnormal? With you, do you like things to be the same way every day? You like to get up at the same time? You brush your teeth the same way? You take your shower or your bath the same way? You fix your breakfast the same way?
I kind of don't. I mix things up. Is that weird?
Well, it's more interesting. I don't like to do things. There are certain things that I have to do. I got to get up at the same time, got to get to the studio, got to get on the air. And then there are, after that, the variances are mine to choose and yours to choose, all of ours to choose. Some people go to work and they do the same thing, same process, in the same atmosphere every day. And they come home, they drive to work the same way, they come home the same way. They do things in a routine because it makes them comfortable. Some people are happy. That's what makes the world go round. All of us are not the same. I couldn't imagine spending my life doing that. But yet there's a certain routine to what I have to do and what you have to do. Again, being here on time, we have to know when the commercial breaks are. We've got to do some things that are part of the routine that make this program and our lives doable in the hours that we're on the air. And then in terms of the farm, I mean, there are certain things every day that I have to do that are attributed to this business. And then I go off onto the business of being Farmer Doug. And although every day is different, there are some things that on the farm have to be done every year sort of the same way. The cows get bred, put them with a bull. They have their calves. The calves are raised. The cows are milked at the same time morning and night. We have to go make, we plow the fields, plant the corn and the grasses, the hay. We have to harvest it. And so that goes on all every year. That has to be the same. But the way you deal with what changes, I think, is what makes life so interesting. And because the weather has been so bad, I'm in northwest Ohio, and earlier this year, as the crops were being planted, the rains came, and they put things back like a month, and so now the harvesting is getting done, but the fields are also it's raining here, it's
right.
Raining all across the Northeast again today. There are fields I have no hope of getting on some fields that we haven't even been able to get on almost all year, and so the frustration begins, and we start talking about the weather, and then you start talking about global warming, and then you start thinking about okay. What can we get for information? Whether the information... There's a new $1.5 billion weather satellite. It's going to be launched, I think it's tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. And what it's supposed to do is orbit the polar, the North Pole, the South Pole, and see what's going on there, because there's concern, obviously, about the melting ice cap. There's concern about whether weather there is being created differently, because the weather is moderately predictable. And I don't say that to be facetious, because there are people who spend their lives, their businesses, to predict their weather. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they aren't. But there are certain things that need to be done better So the folks in the Weather Bureau, what do they call it? The U.S. Weather. What's the
geology?
Weather?
USGS, right?
No.
National Weather Service.
There you go. Michael's so smart.
Right. So they petitioned for this $1.5 billion weather satellite. And so another $1.5 billion of your tax dollars.
Going to work.
Going
so
up.
So the weather report can still be wrong.
Right. Right. And so, but at the end of the day, there are those people who think the Chinese are responsible for this. And there are those who are whispering, this satellite really isn't supposed to check what's going on in the polar orbit, but that it's orbiting over China. So we can find out whether things are happening in China that are affecting the weather. Are the Chinese trying to influence our weather? Now, there's a plus and a minus, a pro and a con to this discussion. If the Chinese are trying to influence our weather so that something happens to their advantage, they better think again, because they have nowhere near, nowhere near enough food. They're buying well over 50% of their grains, the corn, the wheat, the things that they need to sustain their own population, from us and from the Canadians. So if they screw with the weather and they foul up our harvests, who's going to be hurt? Number one, them, because there's not going to be as much stuff to buy. So, you know, you wonder sometimes, it's almost like the politicians who come out with all these tax plans, okay, we're going to throw this piece against the wall and see if it sticks, all right? We've spent 5 minutes thinking this through. Here it is, our new tax plan! And then people start looking at it and say, wait a minute, what does that mean? What does this mean? What does something else mean? And then they have to go back and they rework it again. I suggest that that's the way that it happens with most of us in our lives. We think something, we act on it, and then maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work. I'm guessing that the people, if in fact the Chinese are thinking, let's screw up the Americans' weather, they haven't thought about, or somebody there hasn't thought about what the actual repercussion is. After we feed us, we feed them second. And so if
right,
we screw
they're
with our
get it
weather,
back.
You're the ones who are going to be the sufferers.
Right.
So anybody think that makes sense? 800-510-8255. Vandenberg Air Force Base is where the Delta II rocket will boost this thing into a 500-mile-high orbit so it can keep its eye on the weather. And so the weather is interesting here in northwest Ohio. Yesterday it was 60-something. This morning it's 40-something.
Oh, my gosh.
Where I was.
Did you bring your sweater, hopefully?
I did, as a matter of fact. I brought a sweater with me, yeah. But I'm going to Dallas tomorrow, and it's 70-something down there. So the thing that is very interesting, I find, about all of this, And we tend to think in short bursts and over a short span. Thinking about the weather now and thinking about how it affects us now, this year, for example, we don't necessarily go back in time to think about what it was in 1954 or 1937 or whatever it was. Remember one of the most dramatic changes in the way our country looks happened after the Depression, or it was maybe some people think that it made the Depression worse, the Dust Bowls of the early 30s,
right,
where there were droughts everywhere, the landscape changed dramatically. But because we don't have a reference, a good reference, that is, we don't remember, we tend to just think about today, yesterday, and tomorrow, and because we aren't doing a good job of teaching this sort of history, people don't have this perspective. So the news media has its fun with us, scaring us, playing. As I was leaving Boston yesterday, the news media was all over the fact there may be a few snowflakes coming down tomorrow. Oh, first snow of the season. It's October.
It's a big
Can you
deal,
believe
though.
It?
October snow.
What? October snow.
It always snows in Denver in October.
Yeah,
it
Colorado
did,
has had
now,
a,
yeah.
They, Colorado had the first snow of the season, I think, yesterday.
And
5 inches in Fort Collins and around Denver. And the president's going there, I think, today, isn't he?
Probably. He just
People
left LA.
Angry
he
in
caused
Los Angeles
a lot of mayhem.
Yesterday. Were you talking about this off the air or on the air?
I talked about it off the air. We had a little bit of rain the other day, and President Obama was in town, and you would have thought it was the apocalypse. I mean, the traffic was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But he also flew into Burbank, which is where I am, my area.
Do they have the 747, or were they in the 757?
You know, I don't know. I know that he flew into Burbank Airport, and then they shuttled him into NBC to do the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And literally it took 15 minutes. I mean, it was so well choreographed. It's amazing how they do that.
Well, it's just a Riverside Drive and up to Aloe.
Down Hollywood Way is what they did. Did they? Right down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bing, bang, boom, and you're there. And he walked right in and went right on the set, I'm betting.
Did his thing, yep. A friend of mine lives right on that route, and it put all these pictures up on Facebook of his car and the motorcade and everything.
You know, they put that car, they have a separate, with the president, there's not only Air Force One, but there's an Air Force cargo plane that carries all of the limousines, anything that's necessary to shuttle them around.
Stuff. Mm-hmm.
And then they have another big cargo plane that if he needs a helicopter, they put the helicopter in that and take it wherever he goes. Pretty amazing. And also pretty expensive.
Yes,
it's not just
exactly.
Obama, it's for all of these guys.
His car is different because I've seen George Bush's car.
Yeah, George Bush's car is now Joe Biden's car.
Okay, got it.
They go from administration to administration. There's a new administration, there's a new car.
Cash for clunkers.
It's 18 after on good day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compound and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fiever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
To Doug Steffen's Oddball Theory, number 1084, it could become reality. Introducing Doug Steffen's Plan WECO, the Worldwide Amateur Concert Kazoo Orchestra.
Yes, I love
for just one day, every person in the world will lay down their arms and put aside their differences, and for 1 hour, play kazoos for peace. Insane, you say? We don't think so. We dare you to play a kazoo and be angry at your neighbor. So sign up to be a wacko today and join the Worldwide Amateur Concert Kazoo Orchestra. Copyright 7 Multimedia 2007.
Having fun with Doug Steffen's Good Day.
And it's been reported that the Occupy Wall Street movement has now raised more than $300,000. Which means technically now they have to protest themselves. They are now... A protester at Occupy Wall Street claims he lost his virginity at the protests. Unfortunately, he lost it to a giant papier-mâché banker puppet.
Occupy Wall Street is how it started.
I'm starting Occupy Good Day tomorrow.
But really, what are we going to do on Occupy? Because I'm not going to be here. You're going to try to take over, right? Protesting the conditions under which you work.
That's right.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, 25 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Okay, so the Wall Street protesters, I don't like to call them Wall Street protesters. I don't even like to call them Occupy Wall Street protesters. I just think that because the backlash is building, there is a need for us to let people express themselves. And if you don't, then it gets worse. The anger gets pent up. I heard a talk host yesterday saying or suggesting that he thinks things will get so bad in our country, maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but at some point in time, we're going to be out in the streets and the government is going to try to put a stop to the protests. And that's when all heck or hell or bedlam will break loose. That doesn't sound like a very positive. I think protesting can lead to positive results and negative results. It depends not necessarily on what you're protesting, but how you do it. And the way you do it is usually, Jennifer, directly related to how you feel, how strongly. Mm-hmm. If you don't have enough food on the table, if you can't pay your mortgage or don't have a place to live, if you can't, what's the song? The bare necessities of life.
Right.
If you
your
don't
unalienable
have those,
rights as an American.
Right. Well, and so some of the kids who are protesting are full of their hormonic, you know, teenager stuff.
Right, they're protesting to protest.
Right, because, right, and that's good. People in their, when I was a kid, when you were a kid, whenever, all of the things we, the religious changes have come about because of protestors. Political changes have come about as a result of protestors. I'm talking about dramatic changes. The people that came to America from England were protesting the way government worked. So they got on boats and they came over here. Some of them were forced out. Some of them came of their own free will. But think, those of you who are so quick to criticize whatever it is these people may or may not be protesting, that doesn't really make a difference. And anyway, it doesn't make a difference to me. I noticed that some of the cities say that they're getting impatient with all of this stuff. Why? It's your job, the police's job and government's job, to have the strength of character, if you will, to let these people, as long as they're not really breaking the law, as long as they're not disrupting things, they ought to be able to demonstrate. And so just because you're not liking it because you don't want to have protests, you know, that's TS for you. Too bad. This is the time and this is the season for people to be thinking about change. That's my way of reading this. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If finding an affordable destination is your goal, then I've got some stuff you need to know. Every year, Hotels.com releases its Hotel Price Index Report. Among other findings, it shows average hotel rates in destination cities. Domestically, the average hotel rate is highest in cities like New York, D.C., and Chicago. But this report also shows something else. Destination cities with the most affordable average hotel rates. Another resource that you may not have thought about is the U.S. government. By looking at the per diem rates set for government employees, you can get a very real sense of how much lodging and meals cost in various cities. And just as important, you can see how these costs change depending on the time of year. You can also check out Bankrate.com's cost of living chart. Although it's geared towards those who are relocating, the bottom line here is if you get creative with existing information, you might discover a destination that has some real value over and above what the hotel might cost. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip. As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Can't believe I'm pulling this off after all these years. So glad I got that personal loan from One Main Financial.
Can I take this blindfold off?
Let me help you.
We're going on a cruise.
No, dear. The honeymoon we never took.
You've made promises. We can help you keep them. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Now 33 after the hour, the Thursday program, October 27th, 2011. This is the Good Day program with Jenna, with
who?
I was going to say
read
Doug.
My name tag?
I would know. I started Doug Steffen, and then it became Dougifer or something.
Dougifer.
Kind of silly.
That's if we got married. We'd be like Brangelina. That would be Dougifer.
Oh, wouldn't that be sweet?
Yes.
All right. It's time for our 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready to put their thinking caps on, win a swell prize? 800-510-8255. Please tell me what the following people have in common. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. I'm going to go through a list of names.
Okay.
Patricia Wirtz. Andrea Young.
So far, no go.
Laura Sen. Denise Morrison. Ellen Cullman. Gracia Martori. Deanna Mulligan. Meg Whitman.
Nope.
Beth Mooney. Irene Rosenfeld. Indra Nooyi. Deborah Reed. Lynn Eisenhaus. Carol Marowitz.
Michael just whispered in my ear, you're going through your black book.
Angela. No, actually, I'm not. Although these would be interesting people to know, no question about that. All right, so what do all these people have in... Do I need to give some hints? Maybe a little.
Give one hint.
They're all women. That's hint number one.
Besides that.
I think I said that at the beginning of this, though, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They have something in common. That's two. Let's see. They're not all blondes. That's something that they aren't.
Your question is, what do they have in common? So you can't use that as a clue.
One of the things they have in common is what they get paid.
Okay.
All right. Does that help a little?
I think so.
Okay. 800-510-8255.
I just missed the list.
Shot at that, yeah.
That's another hint.
Right. All right. So what do those women have in common other than their pay? All right. 800-510-8255. Also, I was interested in noting that a fairly well-known, I guess we'd say famous, maybe infamous lawyer / politician is in the news today because he's lost his law license. Who would that be? 800-510-8255. Who among us, probably a number of people, but this fellow is famous for his deeds and or misdeeds.
And he lost his law.
He lost yesterday.
Huh?
Was told by the Supreme Court that he would have his law license suspended because of his actions. So he no longer has a license to practice law. 800-510-8255. The Good Day Time is 24 minutes before the hour. We got 4 minutes to put all of this stuff together. I had made mention in the last half hour, and then I sort of, as we get started, I just said hi to David Gottwald, who lives in Tiffin and listens to us on our affiliate WTTF here,
cool.
In whose
mm-hmm.
studios I am at the moment. This fellow is a born in Tiffin person, says he was raised out near Fort Seneca, out in Old Fort. There's some wonderful little towns, not only just here in Northwest Ohio, but if you go all around from pretty much Ohio, all of Pennsylvania, even New York State, I guess I could say in New England, maybe all across the country. Mm-hmm. We have still such dichotomy in our country. We have the big city, and then we have suburbia, and then we have rural America. And it is rural America that I cherish. And if you've been listening to me with any degree of regularity over the years, you know that because of my agrarian roots, I kind of find a simpatico. I feel a kinship with people who live in some of these small towns that are disrespected. You know how you hear people talk about backwater and jerkwater and places because they're small, out of the way, and they don't really have... There's not a reason to be... I mean, who would have heard of Old Fort, Ohio? You ever hear of Old Fort, Ohio before?
I have not heard of Old Fort, Ohio, no.
One of the biggest banking concerns in the state, if not the region,
really?
Is headquartered in Old Fort. One, a bank. Very wealthy, deep roots. But who would have thought that? Anyway, this fellow, David Gottwald, said he grew up listening to this radio station, especially during the summers while he was working at his aunt and uncle's grocery store here in Tiffin on East Perry Street across the tracks from Heidelberg. I know the market. It's called Ricker's Market.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, when I was a student. I haven't been there for a long, long time. Anyway, he talked about how the programming at the WTTF, the old radio-tradio stuff and sound off. We have a lot of local sports here. And he was asking me about, because I bought the radio station a few years ago, and my partner, Tony Paradiso, and I are trying to put the plans together to...
take over the world.
we're giving the radio station to the school to run eventually and to benefit from and use it as a not only a monetary enhancement, but also as a laboratory for teaching students that come here interested in communication, interested in figuring out how, because everything now in the world involves communication. You don't have to be a genius to see how many businesses are dependent on people being able to produce their own audio, their video, stories about whatever it is, whether it's a sales thing, even education, whatever it is. Anything and everything involves the so-called new media. So people who have the ability to learn how to use that technology to enhance their own careers, no matter what their field is, seems to me to have a leg up on people that might not have that opportunity. So that's why we put this all together here. And anyway, I was interested in his following this and being as interested as he is in it. So, David, thank you. Nice to hear from you. It's always nice to hear from the local people. And local is as local as I'm going to. Just trying to figure out yesterday, because I'm going to Israel the first week of December when I come back, Charlotte and I have to drive across the country.
It's going to be great.
And so I'm trying to figure out how we do this, and most of the people running stations are going to be, at Christmas time, a little busier. It's a little closer to Christmas than it usually is when I make this trip. So they're probably going to just charge across the country, stop in a few places along the way, and then get to California a little faster. But it really is, you know, you think about how can, 1st of December, weather won't be so bad. And then you look around at the weather that we were talking about a few minutes ago and how bad it is in some parts of the country. And I remember last April, remember when I drove the truck back, the pickup truck, Charlotte and I came back It was the second or third week of April.
And it was still snowing, wasn't it?
It snowed in Denver. I had a flat tire, remember? In the middle of that snowstorm outside of Denver?
Yeah, it was such a weird winter. I remember it snowed in L.A. in April last year. You remember those pictures?
Yeah,
I do
remember those pictures. Yeah.
Crazy.
That was crazy. Anyway, maybe this new satellite will help us understand that a little bit
better.
Yes, detect. Yes. All right, so we got a lot of things going on here. I read you a list of women and asked you what they had in common. Let's see how speculative you are. Sometimes it's just fun to throw something like that out and see what people come up with. And also, I'm looking for the famous lawyer politician who has lost his license. 800-510-8255 for a swell prize on Good Day. It's 19 before the hour.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffens Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Michael is taking your calls at 800-510-TALK. The question about what all of those women have in common. Let's get some speculation here from Harry first in Eugene, listening to KUGN. Hi, Harry.
Hi, it's Terry. And I believe they're all women that are on the Forbes list of the richest Americans.
They are on a Forbes. And actually, this list is from Fortune magazine, but it might have a place on Forbes, and they are among the richest, but they are not the richest by definition. Some of them would be on both lists, but that's not what they all have in common in terms of how they got their money. All right, but that's a pretty good guess. That's thoughtful, Harry.
Yeah,
thank you.
Very thoughtful.
Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, his name is Terry. 800-510-8255. Ralph's in Mississippi listening to Good Day. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, how you doing, Mr.
Well,
Stephens?
Sir, how are
I'm
you doing?
I'm going to take a stab at it. I'm going to think it's maybe a bunch of senators, old ladies. I mean, wives. And speaking of Clearwater, USA, I'm from Bahia, Mississippi.
Bahia. How many people live in Bahia?
It's Bahia, sir.
Bahia, excuse me. How many people
right
live
back
in Bahia?
I'd buy
853.
853
people.
Huh. Yes, sir.
And
do you have an old lady?
Yeah.
Well, ma'am, we don't. I hope you don't take that wrong. It's just the way that's how we roll down here.
Oh, I don't take it wrong at all.
Are
love it.
Are you married,
actually,
ma'am? Are you married?
No, I'm nobody's old lady yet, but I want to be someday.
Well, I'm my wife's old man. So
there you go.
You're interested in? We could do this the Muslim way and have more than one wife, or the
that's right.
Or the
we don't play that down here. We
Mormon
don't play
way.
That down.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ralph. Here's Janet I think you're in, I heard you were in Dallas. Is that right, Janet?
No, East Lake, Ohio.
East Lake, that's close to Dallas.
Right.
How are you?
Oh, good. I think I took the wrong direction after listening now. Guest Nobel Prize winners.
Oh, that's an interesting. Good. That's
yeah,
a good category to have put them in. Yeah, that's excellent. It's as good a guess as any. Not the right reason for them to be together here, but I think that's good. It's poignant. Thank you. 800-510-8255. All right, so the caller is Dallas. That's why I don't have the same equipment here that I do in the other studios. So, Dallas, you're on the air now. Hi.
Hi. Are they all CEOs of major companies?
They are all the top women, according to Fortune 500. These women are all the highest achievers and money makers. Patricia Wirtz runs Archer Daniels Midland. Andrea Young runs Avon. Laura Sen runs BJ's. Denise Morrison runs Campbell's Soup. Ellen Coleman runs DuPont. Gracia Martori runs the Gannett News Service. Deanna Mulligan runs Guardian Life Insurance. Meg Whitman runs Hewlett-Packard. Beth Mooney runs Key Corporation. Irene Rosenfeld runs Kraft Foods. Indra Nori runs PepsiCo. Deborah Reed runs Sempra Energy. Lynn Eisenhower runs Sunoco. All right, so you get the drift there?
Yes.
That's the story. All right, so
good
Dallas
work.
Gets the prize. Hold on just a second before we run out of time. Scott in Illinois, who is the politician lawyer who has lost his license?
He's famous for his hair and its pistachio commercials. It's Rod Blagojevich.
Rod Blagojevich yesterday was told, you are finished.
Done.
As a lawyer. Has he been sentenced yet? Where? What is he doing, Scott? You're in his home state. What, is he in jail yet?
He is not in jail as of yet, but they are still trying.
All right.
Right. Coming soon.
Yeah.
Yes.
To a jail near you. What do you suppose,
yes,
how do you
sir.
Suppose he's going to be treated in jail, Blagojevich?
Probably not well at all.
He'll probably have a little runaround, if you know what we mean. All right, sir. Hold on a second. We'll give you a swell prize as well. Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
All right, it's 12:40 the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The presence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus noted and appreciated as we go over the daily dose of important medical information. Perhaps nothing more important and more in the public eye or discussion today on all of the maybe radio talk shows and television talk shows, and especially the shows that are on the air that focus on the medical world. Ken, the HPV vaccine, which has been recommended for girls. When did that start? How long ago was that?
2006.
Okay. So how did you handle that with your daughter, who's 15?
I'll tell you, we have my 15-year-old as of yesterday. We have yet to vaccinate her, and we joined the two-thirds of American parents who have yet to complete the vaccination of their teenage adolescent daughters. This is probably the biggest failure vaccine ever, and the reason it's such
you said the word failure.
We have failed to carry out the recommendations of the CDC, which is now to vaccinate all 11 and 12-year-old girls with a three-course vaccine. There's some evidence that two shots will work, and this is to help prevent the 15,000 a year cervical cancers that are seen. And yesterday, the CDC, their vaccine committee that makes recommendations to the CDC, has recommended that boys now 12 to 13 get this vaccine. And one of the reasons they're recommending is that boys get this vaccine is because so few girls have gotten it. And the other reason...
Really?
Yes. And because the original thought was that if enough girls get this vaccine, you wouldn't have to vaccinate the boys. But only a third have actually completed the recommendation, as I mentioned. But the other thing, think about this for a second. The reason that you want to vaccinate boys is to prevent anal cancer or to prevent throat cancer. So you know, just think about how you're going to get anal cancer. And, you know, this becomes a strange situation for families. And my recommendation, the reason why we waited for our daughter is because I'm just a little concerned about the safety here.
Doesn't it prevent them from spreading it to girls? I mean, yes, you can talk about anal and throat, but, I mean, they're the passers of HPV to girls.
That is one of the reasons that the CDC Vaccine Committee is recommending it for boys.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for some, this is quality time, Rich. When we're listening to Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor,
we actually get something out of it, unless
quality time, right?
Yeah, unlike that, you know, the normal stuff.
The usual drivel that comes out of my mouth and your mouth. And
generally. Right. When we're just chatting.
Yeah. Okay, so the question of the day, do you think Netflix will be able to recover the three-quarters of its value that it lost recently on Wall Street? And more importantly, can they recover the 800,000 people that dropped off last quarter? I think they lost 816,000 people because they changed the way they did business. And people said, hey, up yours, buddy. We're not going down that street. Anyway, Alex Goldfein has the cold, hard facts next about Netflix here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Here we go. Cod liver oil. Smells like fried cat puke. Won't bother me. Lost my sense of smell in the chem lab explosion years ago.
Birdwatchers Steve Martin and Owen Wilson faced the great outdoors in The Big Year. The two and co-star Jack Black went all the way to the Yukon, and director David Frankel told me they loved it.
That was a treat for all of them. They're all huge fans of each other's, and they got along famously, and they're really funny. I mean, as funny as they were on screen, they were just as funny off screen.
Now, you know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on movies on demand on cable this week. Ryan Reynolds lights up the screen in Green Lantern. Recess is over for Cameron Diaz in Bad Teacher. Selena Gomez and Leighton Meester are a sure bet in Monte Carlo. And Demian Bashir seeks a better life. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Netflix released quarterly earnings this week, and the results are nothing short of a bloodbath. The company lost 800,000 subscribers, according to the Wall Street Journal, and reported that it had just $366 million of available cash. Worse, in the third quarter, Netflix had just $13.8 million in free cash flow. Netflix also said that aggressive international expansion will cause a few quarters of losses next year. How did the market react? Brutally. On Tuesday, the stock was down a whopping $41 to a price of $77.37. But here's the real shocker. In the last 4 months, Netflix's stock price has lost three quarters of its value. It's not difficult to understand. The company increased prices by 60%, shocking many loyal customers. Then it announced a weird new brand for its DVD business called Quixtar. Then it killed Quixtar a few weeks later. And today, Netflix is paying the price. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Wow.
Yeah,
no wonder they're advertising as much as...
I'm like,
thank you for that.
One of their commercials right now. Thank you, Netflix.
Yeah. All right. As technology advances, so does the quality of products that we use on an everyday basis. You've noticed that, right? Kendra Johansson has more now on how one well-known television personality is helping to highlight the science behind some of the most common everyday household items.
Family decision makers are always searching for products to ease the daily routine. That's why Procter & Gamble is relaunching its Have You Tried This Yet campaign, which highlights innovative products for self, family, and home, each delivering great performance. This year, Have You Tried This Yet is partnering with Carrie Byron of MythBusters.
The Have You Tried This Yet program from P&G provides shoppers with reliable, innovative products, offering great benefits across multiple product categories. As a busy mother, I understand the importance of finding products that do the job right and conveniently meet your family's needs.
P&G is distributing a Brand Saver coupon booklet in local newspapers nationwide on Sunday, October 30th, with more than $100 in savings on the campaign's featured innovations. Consumers will be able to save on innovative brands like Bounty Extra Soft, Always Infinity, and Clairol Nice and Easy Color Blend Foam. Log on to pgtryit.com for videos, updates, and ways to save on household must-haves. That's Lifestyles from P&G.
Love me some Carrie Byron from MythBusters.
Yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
Awesome.
America's workforce and anyone with a pension or retirement account might have good reason to root for a healthy oil and natural gas industry. Kendra's back again with more on several industry heavyweights as they prepare to announce their third quarter earnings.
According to a new study by economic advisory firm Sonocon, millions of Americans own America's oil and natural gas companies. Kyle Eisenhower, VP for Regulatory and Economic Policy at API, the American Petroleum Institute, says folks with retirement accounts often rely on energy stocks for a lot of their earnings.
If you participate in a pension plan or have a retirement plan, like a 401k or an IRA, chances are you do own shares in U.S. oil and natural gas companies. Corporate management owns only a small percentage of shares.
Eisenhower says these investments help provide the stability many Americans are counting on to grow their nest eggs for a secure retirement.
U.S. oil and natural gas company stock has outperformed most other holdings in recent years. A previous Sonocon study shows that even in lean economic times, oil and natural gas companies consistently deliver relatively high returns compared to other pension fund investments.
For more, log on to API.org. That's your financial fitness from API.
Yes, it is. It's Thursday on the Good Day program, 59 after the hour.